Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Stick around on the podcast as Ashley, a listener, is heading on a friend's trip for a week, but didn't mention to her new boyfriend that there were going to be boys there, too.
How exactly do we tackle that? And then, of course, we dive into Ben's villain origin story, which is fun.
My leads us villain into origin more, story?
Yeah, leads us into more Thanksgiving drama updates.
Okay, and dude knowledge, setting the bar stories, and so much more.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
We were talking last week about what many considered to be kind of a bad thing that I did. And that was I videotaped a friend's wedding, didn't ever give her the videotape.
Yeah. Villain. Villain material.
Yeah. So we were talking about that a little bit last week. And, you know, she is, I think, even since divorced and remarried since then.
Because probably because she never got the tape to rewatch her love.
I mean, maybe. I choose to think there were other chinks in the armor.
Maybe.
And a videotape of their blessed union wouldn't have solved it. However,
if that helps you sleep at night.
Thanks. However, I was thumbing through Facebook the other day and who should just randomly pop up on my feed? It was like the universe was telling, hey, and I was...
Remember this?
And Kelly, when I say, I go, who's this? And then my brain kind of caught up with my mouth and was like, oh...
Yeah.
That's who that is.
Yeah.
And so I happened to just take a look at some of the photos.
Mm.
I did a deep dive into her Facebook page
just to see.
And look, you know what? It looks like she's doing all right.
Oh, great.
Things seem to be doing well for her.
Running on all cylinders.
That's missing a video compilation that I had agreed to do for free, by the way.
Oh, right.
Failed marriage.
Yes, you should get back to that. Well, she didn't pay me.
She never paid me to do it. And that toaster from Michael Graves that's still in the trunk of my car, she probably got another toaster.
Oh, wow. So not only did you not gift her the wedding video, but you didn't even give her the intended toaster. Was that the origin story?
The origin story of that toaster is her wedding, yes.
Oh, sir.
I think.
Oh, sir.
No, actually. No. Wait a minute.
Now rename
never,
the toaster.
Never. All right, fine. It's Rebecca. Anyways, this is even worse. All these memories just came flooding back to me. Okay, so here's the worst part about the whole thing.
There's a worst part.
Yes. I went in halves. Did I go in halvesies on this toaster with another friend of mine for her?
Did you soil someone else's name by not giving it to her?
I think I did.
Oh, Benjamin, this is just snowballed.
So anyways, like I said, we were talking about it, you know, just lightly. We were having some laughs over this last week.
Uh-huh.
And lo and behold, Facebook just decides, hey, you know who you haven't seen or thought of in a while?
Uh-huh.
Rebecca.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Did you go as far as to send a message?
Absolutely not, Kelly.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
You should pop up on my feed.
Hey, was just thinking about you.
Sorry again.
No.
If you ended up getting divorced because I never gave you your wedding video.
Kelly,
you don't log it.
We never spoke of it. She asked me several times. And
then she spoke of it.
Well, I mean, I'm talking years ago. Years ago, it was one way. It was a one-way street. It was a one-way street. I never spoke of it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, now we know why you didn't launch a career in being
as a
wedding
videographer. Being a wedding photographer or videographer. Yeah, hey, I'm cheap, but you know what? There's a chance you'll never see that footage. Anyways, just thought I'd give you a little update there.
What a full circle moment.
Thank you. Yeah.
And now every time we reference the Michael Graves toaster, it's now Rebecca's Michael Graves toaster.
It's not. All right.
And we're being true to the origin story.
All right. I think she's doing well. So I can
I'm
rest.
I'm sure she's fine.
I can
I'm
rest
sure
easy.
It's all it looks like water she's got under the bridge.
Yeah, it looks like she's got a new husband.
Oh, great.
Everything is good, and I'm sure she has footage of that.
Should you send him a message that says, hey, bud, you're welcome? Because
you're welcome.
Had I sent Rebecca,
you may never have even seen her
first wedding. You may never have met, because she'd still be happily married, as yep. she could look back on her anniversary every year, watch her love, and realize, yep. oh, I'm so happy.
Yep,
precious.
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trump is mean. It's time for You Laugh, You Lose. Gamer Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this fun You Laugh, You Lose trophy that I'm holding in my hand, which, you know, is often sought after. It's hard to come across, though.
It is hard to come across. And you've been on a bit of a losing streak, I will
Thanks,
have
Kelly.
To say. You're yep. welcome. Yep. Just wanted to point that out.
All right. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
All right. So losers go first. That'd be me. Kelly, you ready?
Yes, I'm
All
ready.
All right. You know, Kelly, I just passed my exam in origami.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Got an A+ when I turned the paper into the teacher.
Okay. All right. That's good. Good start.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I figured I'd dumb these down a little bit from last week.
Thank you.
Just for you.
Thank you.
What is four wheels and flies?
What?
A garbage truck.
Okay. Hey, Kelly, you know, I usually do quite poorly on tests.
Do you?
But I did fairly well on that origami test. You know, I usually fold under pressure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, good one.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
If Lady Gaga has a baby, you know what she should name it?
What?
Goo Goo.
Hey.
Goo Goo Gaga.
Hey, Kelly, I actually ate my origami exam paper along with some aircraft paint.
Uh-huh.
I passed the test with flying colors.
Oh, that's great. That's great. How many more origami jokes do we have?
That was it.
Is it the whole?
Okay. No, that was it. That was it.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do Alexander the Great and Kermit the Frog have in common?
What?
Same middle name.
Duh. You know, Kelly, I wrote a book on penguins.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been a lot easier if I'd have just written it on paper. They were kind of hard to hold down.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Slippery 100%. Little devils.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben.
Ah, yeah.
Why can't you tell puns to kleptomaniacs?
Why?
Because they take things. Literally.
You know, Kelly, the meteorologist who devised the wind chill factor has died.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know. He was 86, but he felt like he was 75.
There you go.
Thank you.
It's all in how you feel.
Age is just a number, Kelly.
You know, my daughter gave me a joke.
She did?
This is from Ava. What did one boob say to the other boob?
What?
You're my best friend.
I like that she's getting involved.
I have helpers.
I like that she's getting involved.
Yeah, I have helpers.
You know, the last hotel I stayed at was so bad, Kelly.
Yeah.
I called the front desk to tell them that I had a leak in my bathroom sink. They told me just to go for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I told them I preferred to go outside.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Not the toilet?
The world.
Of course.
Is my bathroom.
Hey, Ben. Guy says, my wife yelled from upstairs and asked, do you ever get a shooting pain across your body like someone's got a voodoo doll of you and they're stabbing it?
Yeah.
He said, no. She's like, how about now?
You know, Kelly, my wife and I were having an argument.
Yeah.
She threw a wheel of cheese at me.
Oh, wheel of cheese.
I know. I'm like, wow, that's really mature.
Uh-huh.
Cheese. Gouda thing she missed.
Oh, wow. I was just wondering what the punchline was.
I thought about throwing it back, but I'm not a Munster.
Wow. Wow.
Come on, Kelly.
You look like you're so proud of those.
I am.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I already know how it's going to end.
Mm-hmm.
One of my children will unplug my life support to charge their phone.
That'll be tragic.
It will be. It will be. You know they're always running on 10%, aren't they?
I was going to say, and the rub will be, they'll be at like 67%. Oh, and they'll just be like, I just need to. We're getting low.
That is just really harsh.
By the way, what are you at?
I'm at 92.
I'm at 32.
What is happening?
Kelly, I once dated a girl.
Yeah.
Who hated going to the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't work out. Did other
Literally.
Things.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Two whales walk into a bar.
Okay.
First whale says to the other whale, Other whale says, go home, Frank, you're drunk.
You know, Kelly, I once dated a blind woman once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Really had to hand it to her. She was also the most faithful girl I ever knew.
What'd you have to hand her?
Not a chance she'd see other people.
Oh! This is really bad. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Guy says my wife said it was my turn to put the baby down, so I was like, you stupid, ugly baby, you suck at everything!
That is pretty good. You gotta put the baby down.
Can't even take a joke!
You stupid, ugly baby!
Oh, shoot, that's funny.
But I'll take this back.
Yay! Don't say that to your baby. Baby's precious.
You dumb baby!
All you do is suck at everything. Which literally they do suck. A lot of things. They put everything in their mouth and they suck on it.
No, okay. All right, there you go. There it is. You laugh, you lose.
Oh, you only won because I'm hilarious.
Okay. Okay.
Did you deal with any family drama over the Thanksgiving holiday? It's 99.7 DJX. I bet any drama that you may have dealt with can't top this setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not
right,
to do.
Yeah.
Or situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting into a Thanksgiving Day argument resulting in you trying to burn down the house, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 21-year-old Eric needs to learn how to get his feelings in check. I guess he got into an argument, got a little heated, no pun intended.
Do we know what it was about?
No.
Okay.
So, the cops came by.
Yeah.
They thought they simmered everything down.
Yeah.
It was just an argument, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, hey, get along, figure it out.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk to you anymore. So Eric, who's 21, still living at the house, apparently didn't listen.
Oh, boy.
Had been antagonizing and arguing with other people at dinner. He did agree to keep to himself the rest of the night. However, as I mentioned earlier,
he wasn't great at listening.
That's right.
Oh, no.
So, because an hour later, the cops had to come back because the house was on fire.
Oh, wow. So that did escalate quickly.
Yeah, so I guess Eric's parents were like, hey, you can't live here anymore if you're going to act like this. And he was like, bah!
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, okay.
Yeah. So he torched his bedroom with
I'm
like
gonna
some
show
sort
them.
Of, yeah. I'm going to pour some gas in my bedroom and light it on fire.
Oh, my
Hardy
goodness.
Har har. So anyways, no one was hurt. Everyone made it out okay. He's not going to have to find an apartment because he's going to be spending some time in jail for arson.
That's the plus side.
However, the
free housing.
Family will still need a place.
Yeah.
Because the house has had major damage. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, look, we get it. Sometimes there can be some very high tensions that happen. And then
not everybody gets along in a family.
Yeah. And mixed with alcohol, sometimes that just is bad news.
It's a recipe for fire, apparently.
Apparently, yeah. But again, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting into an argument over the holiday, resulting in you trying to burn the house down, you're doing okay.
So if you did have some drama at your Thanksgiving dinner, hopefully it didn't get to this part.
But if it did,
someone burning the house down.
But if it did, know that we will be talking about it in a later show.
Great.
That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
How long? How long have Kelly and I been a show together? A long time. Do you even know us?
Wow.
Do you even?
I mean, since March.
That answer is no.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
I'll tell you why I say that. Coming up next.
Okay.
997 DJ. You apparently don't know this show at all.
Oh, wow.
How long have we been a show together? Quite a while.
March 3rd, 2008.
Yeah, long time. But who's counting? So either you don't know the show at all, or
don't care.
Someone did something uncharacteristic. I say that because there was a little post up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Things I accomplished this weekend. Watched Stranger Things 5, all four episodes. Dropped over $100 to see Wicked for good. Who am I, Ben or Kelly? I will say, if you dive into the comments, and there were a lot, a majority of them said Ben.
Really?
That seemed like something apparently Ben would have done.
I thought this was a layup.
I feel like this is 100% Ben Davis. Ben, 1,000%. Definitely Ben. Ben, 1,000% Ben. Most definitely Ben.
Wow.
Ben for sure. Ben. Definitely Ben. 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 Ben.
Wow.
Kelly. Tammy. Kelly, Amber, Kelly, Amy, Ben, 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 definitely Ben, Ben, 1,000%, Ben Davis.
Oh, wow, 1,000%.
Yeah, so that being said, no, you were all wrong. It was actually Kelly.
That was me.
That was
oh
Kelly.
My goodness,
yep.
Really?
Yep, Stranger Things 5, which, by the way, I wasn't able to see, you know, there is a... A lot of people have been talking about it, including the radio station that they have.
Yes.
In Stranger Things 5. The Squawk.
Which, what a great name.
Right.
And Rockin' Robin.
Right.
I love it.
Right, right,
like,
exactly.
Every cliche is there.
Every, like, from old school radio.
Old school because, radio cliche.
Well, old school because it is old school. It's like the 80s,
yes.
Right? So
yes.
That's where all those cliches came from, that sort of thing. But yeah, Stranger Things 5, without saying too much and giving too many giveaways, how would you rate this season with the other seasons?
Oh, it's up there. It's, my jaw was on the ground. I think a lot of people's jaws were like, in several parts. First of all, wait, have you still not seen it?
I haven't seen season 5, no. No, not yet.
Not at all?
No, because I traveled over the weekend and, you know, like you, it, you know, having a little bit of a break would have been an opportunity to do that, but I was with,
yes.
I was with family and, you know, that wasn't a thing that we were going to do.
Oh, well.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll have to do it maybe this weekend or sometime on my own.
We had a dinner on Wednesday and then we came home immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And went through the first two.
Yeah.
And then it was like 12:30. And we're like, all right, tomorrow. And then we finished it the next day.
Yeah.
Like first thing in the morning. We didn't even watch the parade. And listen, that is something that we have done every single year.
Oh, the
year.
Macy's
and
parade?
Then, yes.
Yeah.
And then my husband's sitting there. He's just like, we missed Santa. We're like, hang on. And we just hit pause, went rewound just the part where Santa arrives at the parade.
And they're like, all right,
are
we can get
good?
Back to it now.
We're good. All right, let's
all
go
right.
back in.
All right, let's get back,
go back
to
the upside down.
Let's get back into the upside down with Stranger Things. All right, so you think it's the best season yet?
Listen. It is difficult without going back and rewatching every single season. Because, listen, 2022
mm-hmm.
was season four.
I was going to say, it's been a long time.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute, for
so
sure.
So now that, you know, we're back in, we're all in, this is pretty...
It's pretty intense.
Epic. It's pretty epic.
All right. Well, then you saw part two of Wicked, and...
Yeah.
I've heard mixed reviews. I've heard reviews that are like, this is not nearly as good as the first Wicked.
But what is your take on this Wicked Part 2?
I mean, if you've seen the play, you know what's supposed to happen.
Well, yeah, you know what's supposed to happen. And it's a little bit darker, isn't it, though?
It is, but it's supposed to be.
Right.
In the play, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's, well, the only thing I had a problem with, as I've seen the internet kind of have a problem with the fact that Fiero Scarecrow ends up looking like Ryan Reynolds. A little odd. Like, they should have stayed a little truer to way to what he looks like in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
They did not
stick
with that.
I get that.
They gave him coiffed hair.
Oh, wow.
It's a scarecrow.
Scarecrow with coiffed hair.
Where's your hat? Like, this is... No,
well, isn't,
he was a debonair scarecrow.
I mean, but isn't the scarecrow...
Who gets the girl.
Isn't the scarecrow, like... okay.
Fiero.
I was going to say, I don't want to give any spoilers, but isn't that Fiero?
That's Fiero.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. And, but I think it was, you know, it's, I think they did a great job with it.
Okay.
I
All right, good.
Shed some tears
Aww.
During, you know, their final song together.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Linda and Elphaba. It was really emotional. And,
yes.
I mean, Ariana Grande nailed it again. She was, she'll bring
yeah she's
tears.
Fantastic and if she does no more music and just sticks to like musicals and acting, I'm yeah. think I'm all right with that.
She found her, they should give her,
she's
all
got
awards.
A niche. Yeah
she did a great job. And of course Cynthia Erivo's, their voices are insane.
Yeah, they're great. All right.
The stage production voices are always amazing, but there are certain things that you can do with nuance in the way you sing for a movie, because you can really be soft in some areas and really bring out, I think, the emotion even more in a movie when you're right there on their face.
All right, so there you go.
I thought it was good.
It was,
I did see a lot of the mixed reviews. I did.
It was Kelly who watched all four episodes of Stranger Things 5 and
that
dropped $100 to see Wicked for good.
That was my productivity.
There you go. It was Kelly.
Well,
it was not me. I did neither. Which is crazy. And you're right. Maybe it is off brand for me and
yes.
off brand for Kelly to do that. But
well, and to be fair, I had no idea what you were up to. I would have offered a couple of different, you know, like one person did this and the other person. I didn't know what you were doing.
No, I just hung with niece and nephew and my sister and her family.
I saw
up
you throwing
in Chicago.
Football. You were throwing darts.
Yeah, absolutely.
With
I
your
was.
Nephew.
Yeah,
that was
so.
Amazing. I was assuming you were doing lots of running. You do running.
Yeah. There's that too. So, all right. It's 99.7 DJX. Still to come this hour, we'll get to a little group therapy, which, you know, new boyfriend questions. You're new into dating in general.
Mm.
So, obviously, there are some questions you don't want to trip up on. You come to us. We'll get to that on the way. Plus, a feel-good story coming up as well on 99.7 DJX.
Something's got a hold on.
So let's get to a group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, need some advice because
Hello.
I'm way new to this dating thing to know what's normal and what's not. LOL.
All right.
Anyway, I've only been dating my first real boyfriend for about a month.
Cool.
Things have been going really well.
Mm-hmm.
We've been spending a ton of time together, all that
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where I'm stuck.
Okay.
I'm about to go on a week-long friends trip that's been planned forever.
Hmm.
It's a mixed group, guys and girls. They've all been my friends for years.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't told my boyfriend yet that guys will be going too.
Right.
It's not because I'm trying to hide anything. I'm just worried he might get jealous or weird about it since we're still so new.
Yeah, okay.
So my other question is, how often should I be checking in with him while I'm gone?
Hmm.
I don't want to overdo it, come across clingy, or like I'm glued to my phone the whole trip, but I also don't want him to think I don't care or I'm off living my best life without him.
Mm.
What's the normal amount of calling or texting when you're newly dating but apart for a week?
Yeah.
Help, Ashley, in quotes.
All right. Okay, I kind of see, I mean, obviously honesty. Honesty
sure.
is probably pretty important here, and just kind of letting him know ahead of time before he finds out, oh, hey, just so you know, there are going to be some of my guy friends that are going, don't worry about it, you know, type of thing. Maybe getting him letting him be at ease that way.
Right.
Because if he finds out after the fact, that's going to be a little bit more drama than...
It'll look suspicious.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you tell me if there was nothing to worry about?
Right. Right. 100%.
Here's my question. If they're newly dating, I'm guessing he hasn't met her friends.
Oh, yeah, probably not. Yeah, so he probably doesn't even have an idea as to even, like, if he just hears, oh, you know, there are going to be guys and girls there. Like, if he knew who they were, then
it could, better.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what we suggest.
Like before the trip?
Yeah. Like maybe
like a get together.
Hey guys, this is my new guy. Okay, yeah, he's not coming. Well, okay.
Yeah, I don't know why he's not coming. I mean, I get maybe it was already planned and
maybe no one is going to be a couple.
Yeah, maybe
so
that's
so there's just a bunch of friends traveling together. Okay. So now I'm on the fence about do we introduce him or not before the trip?
Oh, geez.
Does it make it weirder? Okay. Have fun with my girlfriend.
Have fun with my girlfriend. See ya, bye.
I don't know. I think maybe we just tell him, it's a big group of us.
It's just a big group of us. Yeah.
Many times.
Is he one of those types though
my brothers.
Is going to want to have some check-ins? I feel like that's normal,
I feel
right?
Like that's normal for sure.
Checking in like a couple times.
Yeah. I would judge on how often do you talk to him now? Are you talking daily? Then maybe still check in at
Say they're spending a ton of time together? So it sounds like probably every day.
Yeah. If they're talking daily now, I would say, you know, at the end of the day, catch them up on what you guys did.
All right.
Check in. Good night. I love you. Are we there yet? Are we?
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Good night.
Yeah. If you drop the I love you.
Kelly, I don't know where we are now.
You wonder why Kelly was single for so long. Hey, I miss you. I love you. Okay. Bye. Like, wait. What did you say? Nothing. I love you. All right, 502-795-1997. What have you done in this situation? Was there a trip that was planned, or was there a time where you guys were going to have to be apart for a long time after you just started dating, and how did you handle that, and what happened? All that. 502-795-1997 is our number. Ashley, heading on a friend's trip for a week. She's new to the whole dating world. Has a boyfriend, first real boyfriend, for about a month. They've been dating, right? Her big thing is, how much do I check in with him? And do I haven't let him know that, like, there's going to be guys and girls on this friend's trip.
Yeah, Brad, the love physician, checks in on Text Ashley. If you feel like you should tell him guys are going on the trip, it's best to hold off until you're walking out the door.
Walking out the door. Okay, hey, I gotta go. Okay, by the way, there's going to be some guys there, too. Is that okay? Bye.
However, in my professional opinion, he says you should wait to tell him after you get back.
Oh.
In regard to checking in, guys love mystery. If you go silent, I promise you, you'll be the only thing he thinks about 24/7. He'll be so excited to see you when you get back. Wow. Okay.
So thank you, Brad.
Don't tell him till you get back. Also, don't really check in.
You know what? I don't necessarily disagree with all that, because it might just give him undue worry when there it doesn't need to be, right?
Undue worry, like, with checking in?
With... like,
or not checking
with boys.
Because he's saying, like, oh.
With the guys that are going to be there, right?
Okay, gotcha.
Wesley, what's your take?
The fact that she hasn't told her boyfriend, even though they've been dating for a whole month, is a little alarming. I know it's your first boyfriend, but communication's the key.
Yeah.
They got to sit down. They got to go over it. As far as checking in goes, that's something that he can, for that conversation, a little bit of, hey, how's it going? Maybe I need to check in once a day. Maybe I need to check in three times a day. It's just it's your first relationship, so communication is the biggest key there.
Okay, and just maybe ask him, hey, you know, how much do you want me to check in with you?
Exactly.
Just flat out ask.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, because they've only been dating for a month.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about maybe introducing him to her friends.
Yeah.
I don't really want to meet you if you've only been around for a month.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh.
So as a friend, you're like, you know what? Come to me when you're a little bit more secure.
When it's more solid, exactly. And you know, like, this one is going to stick around.
All right. I gotcha.
Exactly. But in your own relationship, go for it. Just communicate. It's your first time out there. She said that she hasn't had a very serious boyfriend, I think, ever. But yeah, just communicate. Let them know, hey, we're going on this trip. There will be guys involved. You know, I'm committed to you right now.
Yeah.
If there's anything you'd like or times that you want me to check in, let me know. I'll make that happen.
All right. Thanks, Wesley. Appreciate it.
Amy from Eminence kind of agrees no to the introduction because he's not going. That would be awkward.
Mm-hmm.
As for the guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yes. She needs to be honest. As for checking in, I would take their normal communication down like 15%. You want him to know you're still thinking of him, but you're on vacation and had a life before him. If he's too insecure about that, then that's on him. So go have fun.
Okay.
That's true. Like, I don't know. It wasn't said, you know, oh, if you need three times a day, then I'll do that. I don't know if we need to lay down ground rules to where she's got appointments to where she needs to check in.
I gotcha.
Because they might be doing things to where it's not a great time to be able to, like, make a phone call.
Gotcha.
They might be, you know, going and having lots of fun and activities and things.
Well, hey, Ashley, I mean, good luck. It sounds like it's exciting getting in a new relationship, but I think you'll be fine. I think it'll be fine.
David said, longtime listener here, last time a girlfriend told me it was just friends going, she ended up hooking up with one of them.
Okay, Kelly.
I'm just saying, David's tossing that out there. Wow. I would definitely prefer to be told who's going and make sure they know she's in a relationship. That's all he's saying.
Okay.
That's all he's saying is he's for transparency because he did not have transparency. Uh-huh. And that is what happened to David.
Okay.
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 By the way, Cynthia is saying, good morning. Is Wesley single? Oh, we might be making more love connections.
All right. Side quest, Cynthia and Wesley. All right, we'll check in with you. We'll see
Let
what
us
happens,
know.
Right?
She's asking for a friend. Okay.
All right, sure. All right, well, hey, good luck. I think, yes, a little bit of honesty, a little bit of mystery, probably a mixture of that is probably good.
So we tell them, yeah, oh, there's guys, or like my brothers, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
You know what? I'll check in with you and tell you how we're doing. Okay, bye. Maybe she's just telling him. I'm going to check in with you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. Okay.
All right.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Good luck. Good luck. Be like Kelly. Okay, love you.
I love you.
I love everything about you.
I'm going away for a week. I love you. Okay, bye.
All right. Hey, keep us posted. That's group therapy. It is time. Let's introduce you to Megan, calling us from downtown. Hi, Megan.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi there.
Wait, you better tell her the Megan story.
Oh, Megan, you know, right?
I think I do.
Yeah.
Is it that I don't spell my name with an H?
No.
That's great, though. That's great
that
to know.
That is a good one.
Ben was almost Megan. Ben was almost Megan.
Oh, yes. That is accurate. Yes. If I was born a female, my parents would have named me Megan. So, Megan, you and I are like kindred spirits, okay?
I feel that.
All right. So it's dude knowledge. We're going to test you on your dude knowledge. These are all questions that are geared towards men, okay? Kelly can be called in once to help. All right.
Maybe
that'll help. All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Here we go. Question number one, dude knowledge. In a car's engine, what does the throttle do? What does the throttle do in a car's engine?
Did someone say makes it go?
Makes it go?
Yeah. My supervisor's right next to me.
A supervisor's helping out. That's great. All right.
What does the throttle do? With the speed, maybe?
It does what now?
Maybe like controls the speed.
Controls the speed. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and give
that
to you.
Right. Yeah.
It controls the speed and power of the vehicle by allowing more air and fuel into the engine. So I'm going to go ahead and give that to you. All right, Megan. Question two. All right, dude knowledge. In the AP top 25 rankings, which team is currently number one in the country in college football?
Oh, my gosh. Well, not Purdue.
Not Purdue.
Listen, I feel like that shot's fired a
little. My husband's a Purdue fan.
Okay, thank you. High five, boiler up.
All right. 5 seconds.
Arizona?
Ooh. Arizona is incorrect.
Don't say Ohio State.
It is Ohio State.
Is it? That's why you made that a question, because you're a big fan of Ohio. Look at my Buckeyes, number one. Is that why? That's why you did that. 100%.
It is Ohio State. Megan, here we go. Question number three.
Look at him puff his chest out a little bit. It is Ohio
Question
State.
Number three. In construction, who is a dogman communicating with?
A dogman?
Did you say a dog?
A dogman. 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 Who's a dogman communicating with in construction? In construction.
Communicating with or a spotter.
A spotter? For what, though?
Spots a dog that wanders onto this construction site and says, go away, boy! Shoo!
3 seconds. 2, 1.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I needed a little bit more of an answer than a spotter. It is a spotter, but they communicate specifically with the crane operator, all right?
A crane operator, yeah, not dogs that have wandered onto the construction site and tell them to go away. You don't belong here, boy.
Not dogs.
Dang it.
Megan, it sounded like your coworker got the answer, but a little too late.
Well, he's the only dude in the room, but I'm
well, thank
to
you.
Do it
he needs
help.
To be. He's a better lifeline than me, all right. For sure.
Question four, dude knowledge. Which car brand uses this tagline? The ultimate driving machine. Is it A, BMW, B, Porsche, or C, Mercedes-Benz? High-end. Ooh. High-end car. Yes.
Ooh.
The ultimate driving machine. A, B, or C?
What was A again?
BMW, Porsche, or Mercedes-Benz?
BMW.
BMW is right.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah!
All right, final question, dude knowledge. A sand wedge is used in which sport?
Kelly's got this.
Golf.
She tagged Kelly in. Yes,
that's
it
golf.
Is golf.
Yeah.
Yes, it is golf. And good job. There you go.
High five.
Three
group
out of five.
It was really a group effort.
3 out of 5, Megan.
Okay, we needed the dude there in the office to do a more.
Works in construction, so he's going to be. Okay. He'll be.
Wow, you know,
disappointed in that one.
Again, you know what? You did get some of it right, or at least your coworker did. I just needed a little bit more specifics to it. So,
also, if we could add to the duties of the dogman to be on the lookout for dogs that have wandered onto the site to tell them to go away.
You're right. Dogs don't need to be a part of constructing
that
any sort of building.
Could be dangerous
for them. Yes, could be. Hey, Megan, you did good. Congratulations.
Yay! Thanks. When's women's knowledge?
Oh, well, ask Kelly. Maybe lady knowledge will come up a little later this week, all right?
Okay, all right. Dang it.
Sounds fun. That's right. All right, Megan, hang tight. We're going to get you a prize, okay?
We'll talk after Megan. Let's put together a good list of questions,
Let's
Megan.
Put
okay?
some
good
time. Would hate to layer more work on Kelly's plate, but anyways, there you are. Dude knowledge on 99.7 DJX. It's 99.70X. Let's get to a feel-good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Get a gay.
This couple in Minnesota got engaged after meeting in the hospital as teens when they both woke up from comas.
Hey.
Isabel had been in a car accident on the way to the grocery store when she was 16.
Mm-hmm.
Zach got a brain injury during a football game.
Oh, geez.
Both moms were told their kids might not survive.
Oh, my gosh.
Zach spent a week in a coma, had to have a left skull piece removed. He appeared during a press conference after he woke up, and Isabel's mom saw it in her daughter's hospital room while she was still in a coma after having her right skull piece removed.
Oh, my gosh.
So she and her husband decided to go meet this family, thinking Zach's story would give them hope. The moms kept in touch.
Mm-hmm.
They all got together for dinner a while back. Zach got Isabel's number, and they've been dating for about a year. He surprised her by proposing at the hospital where they met.
What we have in common is TBI. It's a traumatic brain injury.
I remember she was laying there. She had shards of glass still in her hair, and she was unconscious.
I just was, like, praying.
Said a couple kind words to Isabel, and that was it. For 6 years. This is an honor to be here. He has redeemed our stories. I just want to have a question for you. Will you marry me?
Yes.
I love you so much. Oh,
me too.
Sweet, how old are they now?
So this was 6 years after they that met, you know, all that kind of stuff. So she's like 22.
Right.
And he's 24. They've been doing a podcast together, kind of talking about their experiences. And yeah, I mean, talk about... You know, they each know what the other is going through, like almost having a very, very similar injuries that they bonded over. And yeah, it's a pretty amazing story of how it's come full circle and this kind of miracle of their story has come out of a really traumatic event for both of them.
Yeah.
Really cool. You can see the full story. We tweeted it on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
Well, now that rivalry week is in the past, it's 99.70 JX, Indiana making short work of Purdue, and UofL making short work out of UK.
Ouchie. That's a double ouchie for me, sir.
I know.
Double ouchie you being a Purdue grad.
That's right.
Also, UK having a household.
Yes, a UK. That was an ouchie weekend for you. And now it seems that Mark Stoops, the head coach for UK, may be out of a job as of today.
41-0 loss to the Cards. Of course, the Cats' rivals certainly seem to be the tipping point. According to Pete Thamel of ESPN, Mark Stoops is going to be fired at the University of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that according to Wave.
They didn't sign him to a lifetime contract either, did they?
Well, the
payout. They like to do that at UK.
The payout is like $37 million that they have to pay within 60 days. And I'm like, hey, can I get Mark Stoops' agent?
Oh,
can we figure that out for the show?
It.
For sure. Wave continues.
Stoops just completed his 13th season at UK. And for the second straight year, he has failed to lead the Cats to a bowl game, finishing the year 5-7 after an ugly 41-0 loss against UofL on Saturday.
Yeah.
Wellness check on Mitch Barnhart, too. Should we do a wellness check on him?
AD.
Some other people are, saying that, listen, the problem starts at the top.
Listen, you've got to have a thick skin to be a head football coach for a blue chip or a Division I program or any program for that matter, because
there are strong expectations.
There is a fine line you walk. If you get too good, the school's going to lose you to another school.
Sure.
If you are too bad, well, you're going to get fired for not doing what you are supposed to do, and that
they
is win every game.
Yes,
exactly. So that seems to be the case with Mark Stoops. As of an official announcement, probably going to be made today, but they're saying as of today, it seems likely that Stoops is going to be out of a job.
And that is also unfortunate, because what other profession are you, besides like being some sort of big celebrity, are you going to be notified through the press before you hear from your bosses if you're fired?
Yeah, it's like,
that's hard to deal with too, right?
It's like, hey, Ben and Kelly, so chances are you're going to be fired at the end of the week, but, hey,
keep doing your best shows.
Keep doing what you can do.
Well, it's the same thing with like Formula One, F1 drivers. They'll find out like mid-season that their seat is getting replaced.
Well, yeah, a lot of professional sports have that and have to deal with that.
Continue like the rest of the season, which could be like 6 months.
Well,
knowing that you're getting replaced, but you still have to try to do your best. It's bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, the world of professional sports is wild like that, where you are traded in mid-season to maybe 2-3 teams, and so
a
lot of
times you dry your tears with your massive piles of money,
your millions of dollars, right? Exactly. All right, so there you go. UK fans, at least delight in the fact knowing that you're going to be bringing in some hotshot coach that's going to turn this program
around.
Yep.
It's going to right the ship.
At least that's what he's going to tell everyone.
Sure.
Or she. Who knows?
All right.
All right. It's 99.70 JX. Hey, coming up next, we have some updates for you, including my update. What drama did you think you were walking into for Thanksgiving?
Closure.
Yeah, a little bit of closure for you on 99.70 JX coming up. I was worried last week that I was walking into some drama on 99.7 DJX. Drama with my dog. And introducing my dog, Dougal, who's turning 3 in January. Who's got a lot of puppy energy still. To my sister's 2 dogs, who are maybe about the same size, maybe a little bit bigger than Dougal. And, to anybody who's been a dog owner knows that they can be finicky. And there can be fireworks. They can get along swimmingly, or they can get along not swimmingly. And so
and that can be disruptive if they're not getting along.
100%. And so we braved everything, and we drove up and wound up taking them for. A lot of people suggested, hey, why don't you get them to meet
outside of my sister's house before I just introduced the dog. And so we did. So we took them on a walk. They got a chance to sniff each other and do their thing. And so, you know what? Honestly, it turned out a lot better than I thought.
Oh, great. Yeah. Your new besties?
All three of them got along relatively well. I did get a chance to see in person what my dog Dougal got kicked out of daycare for.
Oh, you witnessed it.
I got it. Humping.
Oh, wow.
So I think there were a lot of like little mini power struggles that were happening. You know,
I am alpha.
I am alpha. No, I am alpha.
I will hump you to tell you that I am alpha.
I know, exactly. That's right. My dog is like, hey, I think I am going to try to assert myself and show you that I am the alpha here.
I know that you live here, but I am king of the castle.
Right. Exactly. And you know, my dog would get a little too big for his britches. And then, you know, the elder dog would kind of, rah, 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 you know, kind of put him into
shut
place.
Down.
Yeah. And things like that.
But, no, you are a guest here.
But the younger dog of the three that's closer to Dougal's age, they got along pretty well. But yeah, there was
great.
A little bit of drama, a little bit of that, but I did get a chance to see the whole, hey buddy, you can't, that's a bit aggressive. You gotta,
what did we say to Dougal? It's like, hey, stop humping your cousin.
That's right.
What did we say?
That's right. Okay. You need to look at me in the eyes. Look at me in the eyes, buddy.
Not acceptable.
We do not hump our friends like this.
This is why you got kicked out of doggy daycare. You remind him of that.
I know. I tried. I tried. So, yeah. So there's kind of my update. It was a little bit of a non-update. Yes, there were a little bit of, there was a little bit of drama, but overall, everything was fine.
It wasn't a Griswold moment where anything got destroyed, set
right,
on fire.
Right, exactly. Nothing got set on fire. Had
squirrels
a great,
running through the house. Nothing.
Right. Had a great visit with my sister and her family and all that, and got a chance to reconnect with, you know, my niece and nephew, and, you know, they're fun, and yes, got a chance to throw the football. My brother-in-law's bourbon collection would rival anybody here in the state of Kentucky.
Impressive.
Yep, exactly. And so it was good. It was good. We do have another couple updates to get to here. Michelle
and Chris.
Chris and Lisa all got back to us because
this is great.
Yeah, I know. Last week we had Michelle rolled in and said, hey, no one knows, my brother actually isn't living in Nashville like he tells everyone.
He's living in my parents' basement.
Yeah, so we have an update on that. Chris, who was worried about this family meeting that his dad was calling.
Thought it was going to be something catastrophic.
Yep.
Bad.
And Lisa, who was worried about her boyfriend's mom, of all people, kind of cornering her and saying, hey, when's my son going to be proposing to you? Making you an honest woman.
This is just weird.
Yeah. So we've got an update on all three coming up here in just a moment on 99.7DJX. Three quick updates for you from some Thanksgiving drama. First from Michelle.
So I have an update on the Thanksgiving drama I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
The one where my brother was secretly living in my parents' basement after telling everyone he'd moved to Nashville.
Yes, we remember.
Well, he showed up on Thanksgiving acting like he was just in town for a few days visiting. Like full-on suitcase in hand. Man, so good to be home for the holidays.
Are you kidding me?
I finally pulled him aside and asked him point blank if he was actually living in Nashville or still camped out in Mom and Dad's basement.
Oh.
That's when he admitted the truth. He got into some money trouble a while back and originally planned to stay with our parents for just a couple of weeks tops, just until he closed on a new place in Nashville. But those few weeks turned into a few months and he still hasn't closed on anything.
Mm.
He begged me not to tell anyone. Of course, I promised I wouldn't. So naturally, I'm telling no one else but Ben and Kelly about my brother's secret, winky face. So I guess I'm now part of the cover-up. Happy holidays.
Yep, I was going to say, now, Michelle, you're in it.
Okay.
You're in it.
Here's hoping he gets it worked out.
Yeah, for sure.
Makes the Nashville thing work.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, that can be distressing if you think you've got a vision, but you get sidelined due to some money stuff.
Yes.
I get it.
Chris says, I've got an update on my Thanksgiving drama about how my dad ominously said we needed to have a family meeting and that he had a, quote, big announcement.
Oh, gosh. Yes, I remember that. Okay.
I was bracing for something catastrophic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking will revision, health scare, financial doom, the whole nine yards.
Right.
Turns out the announcement was actually manageable.
Okay.
He told us he decided to sell our family home and downsize to a condo.
Okay.
He needs all of us to walk through the house, claim what we want, otherwise it's getting sold or donated.
Oh, it's one of those.
He said it was like he was giving us first dibs on an estate sale, which was honestly both practical and mildly traumatic.
Sure.
But honestly, after what I thought the news was going to be, this was kind of a relief. No right. huge crisis, right. no life-shattering shock.
Right.
Just a real estate shuffle and some forced decluttering. So now my holiday weekend plans include leftovers and going through 30 years of childhood memories to figure out what to keep and what to let go of.
Yeah.
Could have been worse.
That is true. That is true. But still, you know, that's...
Well, yeah, and I understand, like, the attachment to a childhood home, too.
Right, right.
That's
and,
tough.
And if that is your parents' intention or your dad's intention, you know, it's a good time to let everybody know when everybody's here, hey, you know what? Start looking around. What,
pick what you want.
What do you want? What do you not want? We're not going to have room for everything. Here are some of the updates from what we heard from listeners with our Thanksgiving drama.
Lisa says, I have a wild Thanksgiving update for you.
Uh-huh.
Remember how I said my boyfriend's mom always corners me about when he's finally going to propose?
Yeah,
which is crazy.
Right. That seems a little bit weird.
Like, why are you not going to your son and saying, are you going to poo or get off the pot? What's
right,
going on?
Right. Maybe she has. And she's like, I'm getting nowhere with him, so I need to go to her.
Maybe. I don't know. But that seemed odd. Anyway, plot twist. He actually did.
Wait, what?
Propose.
Oh.
And not just privately or in some cute little moment. Nope, he waited until after Thanksgiving dinner while the entire family was still sitting around the table. Talk about pressure.
Wow.
He got down on one knee. Everyone gasped. His mom started crying before he even said anything. And I said yes.
Oh, there it is.
So now I'm engaged. His family's ecstatic. And I'm still trying to process everything.
Sure.
So, yeah, I guess his mom can officially retire that question now. Oh, no, no, Lisa. She's just going to segue. When are you guys having kids? When
yeah,
are you going to make
yeah,
me a grandma?
It's going to be it's gonna be a new line of questioning for sure.
It's going to be that.
Well, that's exciting.
Says, thanks for letting me share the chaos.
Yeah, well, that's exciting. So
that is.
So congrats, Lisa, on your engagement.
Yes.
Yeah. And
that is exciting. And it's always good when the whole family's on board.
Oh,
that
right.
That makes everything
right.
easier.
Yeah, it sounded like everybody was kind of excited and cheering.
They were expecting
and,
it. They thought yeah. it was long overdue, so yeah. that's good.
All right, well, that is good. All right. Thank you for those updates on 99.7 DJX. Feel-good stories. We do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly Kay.
So this is an Illinois family that celebrated their second Thanksgiving dinner with a postal carrier.
Okay.
Who came to their father's aid last year.
Mm-hmm.
So just to refresh you of the story, last November, 75-year-old guy was walking his dog. Dog suddenly took off, pulled him to the ground. He banged his head pretty bad.
Okay.
27-year-old Jalen was working as a substitute mail carrier at the time. Mm-hmm. And saw him fall, went to the houses trying to find where he lived to, try to get him help. Mm-hmm. And that video went viral. And, Marsha was, Guy's wife, was so thankful that she invited him to their Thanksgiving dinner, which he went.
Is there an older gentleman out that lives here?
Yes.
He fell down the road there. Yeah. He face planted.
I was just on my regular route. I came across a guy, saw him in my rearview mirror. I saw that he fall and did a U-turn. And I got to him as quick as I can, making sure he was okay.
Helped us get him into the car. Daughter reached out on Facebook so we could somehow thank him. And we got his name and got to meet him and we connected. And I said, "Your family, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?" Things could have gone so much worse.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah. And so they got together again this year for a second Thanksgiving meal. And this time it was even sweeter. Jalen got down on one knee and proposed to his girlfriend in front of the Millers.
Okay.
Which was awesome. So he kind of invited them to be a part of a big life moment for him. He and his girlfriend been together since high school, 10 years, and he proposed. She said yes, and just another happy occasion that the two families got to spend together.
Cool.
Yep, you can see the full story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Maggie, our injury lawyer.
I don't know if you remember the couple that we told you about a few weeks ago who couldn't resist the temptation to make sweet, passionate love during a burglary that they were doing together.
Most would think that's an inopportune time, but they're like, nope, exciting.
Yeah. Yes.
It's revved our engines.
That's right. It's 99.7 DJX. This is a Setting the Bar update for you.
Oh, great, because they were caught on camera.
Yeah, exactly. If you can manage to make it through the day without stopping during the burglary to get it on in front of the security camera, then you're doing okay. Well, so this update, Brian and Carissa, we know their name now.
Of course.
Yeah. They had forced their way inside a restaurant. They stole money from the cash register, caught on surveillance. Because, well, again, French restaurant.
There's some romantic flower display. Wasn't like some sort of like.
Yes.
A little arch or something.
Yes. Yeah. They were caught on surveillance video on that patio, that very quaint little cute patio, hooking up. They scattered flowers everywhere. Because obviously passion.
Yeah.
Ransacked the bar before leaving because, again, passion.
All right.
So Lexi, the owner, when he found out, look, they got arrested. Here's what he's talking about.
I'm super grateful for all the people on social media that helped us and found them. So I'm grateful, number one, and really happy about it. The arrest makes me happy.
Yeah, makes her happy because, well... They know now that at least this couple, Brian and Carissa, won't be back to christen their patio again.
Right, yes. The Mon Cheri restaurant, by the way.
Yes. I mean, I enjoy French toast and French fries as much as the next person.
Well, the problem is, though, I guess police said they're not going to face charges for the part on the patio. Probably facing charges for the burglary.
Oh, yeah. No.
But they're not going to add to it.
No, they're not going to add to it with the
rendezvous.
They rendezvous. Because, you know, look, the police understand.
Oh, they do?
They understand. Look.
It's a romantic spot.
It's a romantic spot. French restaurant. I mean, come on.
Romantic spot.
Come
on.
So, again, there's your little update. They were caught. It's 99.7 DJX. A little Setting the Bar update for you. Glad that we could tie that up with a bow.
We needed that closure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, by the way, this pizza order that this guy... made for his pregnant wife, getting a lot of attention. We'll tell you exactly why next. If you've ever been a pregnant person or been around a pregnant person.
I have twice.
Yep. You know that sometimes your hormones are a little imbalanced. Sometimes you get cravings. Sometimes. Yeah, exactly. So someone from this pizza place shared this complicated order they got. And the guy who placed it says, look, I know this looks insane, but I got a very pregnant wife, and I'm scared to question her.
On
this order, triple pepperoni, extra cheese, banana peppers, light jalapeno, half chicken, half mushrooms, half caramelized onions, half olives, light on the sauce.
Okay, that seems very specific, very extra. Is there, which half... do they want the chicken and the mushrooms and the caramelized onions and the olives? Are those all on one side, or did they specify which side each of the halvesies are supposed to be on? Because that can matter too, I feel like.
There wasn't anything specific.
Ooh.
So hopefully the pizza place gets it right. But the note on the order explained the situation, said, yes, I know this looks insane. And you're probably like, who is this dude? I have a very pregnant wife. I'm done questioning what she wants. I'm scared of her. And honestly, you should be too. Thank you and Godspeed.
That that's great. At least they're acknowledging instead of just putting it out there and not saying a word. And then they're all like, what is going on?
We'll share it on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, because it's kind of funny, because some of the comments are pretty funny too. Like, he didn't order pizza. He submitted a cry for help.
Yes, 1,000%.
Others think that pizza actually sounds fire. others using this as a form of birth control, saying, now I'm scared of getting my girl pregnant.
Yeah, no, I don't want any part of that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Other pregnant women rolling into the comments saying, hey, reading this got me hungry.
Yes.
So,
okay, good suggestions.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, hopefully the pizza place gets the halves correct.
I mean, don't mess that up.
I mean, is it triple pepperoni on all the pizza and then just half of? Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm asking. I feel like that matters. It does. You're only asking for half chicken, or are they asking for like just half the amount of what you normally would
give?
See, I don't know. That's kind of confusing. Side does it live on?
It is a little confusing, but if I were to take an educated guess, I would say the triple pepperoni, extra cheese, banana peppers, light jalapenos are on all of it.
That's all of it.
Half of it gets chicken, mushrooms, caramelized onions, and olives.
Light sauce.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, that's a risky gamble to take.
That's a gamble.
Yeah.
And then you risk the ire of a pregnant lady
exactly.
got the wrong order.
Yeah, so if you want to see it, at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, we'll share it.
Somebody else pointed out, though, at least when women are pregnant, they precisely know what they want to eat. Yeah. Right?
And
instead of the whole, what do you want to eat?
I don't know.
What do you want to eat?
I don't care.
But she knows.
Surprise me. No,
she knows.
This is exactly what I want.
You do not have to guess.
Right, exactly. My wife just craved a margarita, I remember.
I could not make that happen.
Mm-mm. No, I couldn't. But then I did get in trouble for bringing a margarita into the post-op room. And I was like, now you can have a margarita. And I just went across the street, got a margarita, brought it back into the hospital. Nurse came in.
And they were probably like,
not happy. Yeah. Exactly. But whatever.
Yeah.
That's water on the bridge now. But there you go. Yeah. At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see it, it is a desperate cry for help. And hopefully they got it right. Maybe there'll be an update on that too. Yeah, so if you missed anything from the show, you can catch up on the podcast. Didn't know that. I mean, we've worked together a long time. Apparently, you know nothing about the Kelly and myself and who
based
we actually are.
Based on the answers of who did these particular activities over the weekend.
Yeah, we're helping out a newly dating couple in group therapy. There's some dude knowledge to dispense. We have some updates on Thanksgiving drama that happened, so, yeah.
And we're still accepting entries for Thanksgiving drama. Like, if you had something crazy down over the weekend and you didn't get a chance to let us know about it, we'd love to still hear about it.
Yep, at Ben and Kelly Show. All right, what else?
I think that's it.
All right, guys, have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.